We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joining us on the Wester Hotline right now is former Buffalo Bill Aaron Williams, who you can listen to in a podcast he has called Believe in the Bills on the BLEAV, by the way, Believe Podcast Network. And Aaron's with us right now. Aaron, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. Happy Football Monday to you, sir.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How are y'all doing?
Good. How did you spend your bye week as far as a Bills person, Aaron, hanging out watching all the other games all day?
Yeah, I got a chance to just check out some of the games and give our guys a little bit of break. And it's been a while since I've seen other teams, just because I focus more on our guys. Sure. More than usual. So yeah, it was good to see other teams get after it.
Well, when you played, what did you do the same thing? Was your bye week? Were you basically a fan when the Bills were on their bye, and you would just sit, kick back, and watch all the other games?
Oh no! I'm chilling with family. I'm spending with people that I haven't got really a chance to hang out with during the season, just because I'm so busy.
Yeah.
And I'm away with family. So when I was playing, I didn't really watch any games on our bye week. I spent that's quality time with just family and friends.
Nice. Well, before we get into the Bills, did you catch any of the Miami game yesterday? And either way, what are your thoughts on the whole Tua Ryan Fitzpatrick thing?
It's very unfortunate. I thought, it's a little different for me personally, just because I know Fitzy really well. And, you know, to me, in the beginning of the year, I thought he controlled the team really well. I thought he was managing the team, managing the game very well, and putting his team in great positions to win. So for him to get replaced by Tua, I mean, it's kind of like a business decision. They kind of want their first round and get his toes wet a little bit. And the fact that he's in right now in the game, I mean, it didn't really help his case to help kind of help him get back on the field. So, I mean, it's this very unfortunate case, but it stuff like that happens all the time in the league, especially at a quarterback position, and especially when you're invested in a guy that you just drafted first round and expect to carry your team on through the rest of down the year. So very unfortunate, but Tua's holding his own. I mean, he's doing a great job. What is that? I think he's like 3-0 now.
3-1. So. Well, 3-1. I guess he gets. Does he get credit for the loss? I guess he would.
Yes,
3-1.
He does.
Okay, so 3-1. I mean, that's still a great start to a rookie 3-1 as a starter. So, hopefully, Fitzy gets his opportunity to get back on the field. But either way, man, unfortunately, they have to go down when we play them. So it doesn't really matter who's quarterback, to be honest.
New England is now 4-6 after their loss yesterday. Now, I don't know if you would have said if you felt New England was dead and buried before the game. If not, at 4-6, do you now write them off as far as any kind of chance at the playoffs this year?
No, you don't write them off. They still got a lot of games left. But yeah, man, it's just unfortunate that, I was kind of rooting for Cam just because of his story and that, he was kind of written off of just being done and doesn't really have anymore. He's just struggling right now for whatever the case may be. Maybe if it's the Belichick system or maybe it's just not for him. But yeah, they're struggling, but I would never count Belichick and the Patriots out. I mean, Coach Belichick is still a great coach and they still got great players. Just right now, they're just going through a rough patch. So they're not used to being in this situation. So it's going to be good. It's going to be surprising to see how they react for the rest of the games.
Aaron, where do you think the Bills fit? If you look at the big picture, I mean, the standings will show Pittsburgh's 1, KC's 2. The Bills are the 3 seed right now. But if you look at the AFC overall, where do you think they fit? Are they Do you see them competing with Kansas City, Pittsburgh, or are they in a next tier with and maybe the top of the next tier? How do they fit in?
They're definitely top three, and if we're top three in the AFC, we're completely fine with that. Do we love to win the division? Of course, absolutely. Those guys are doing a great job, working hard, and really dial in each and every week. Are we at the Kansas City level right now? I would say not right now. We're not there yet. I feel like we still slip up opportunities for us to win games. I feel like we do need to, for example, the Arizona game. We just need to finish strong. I mean, unfortunately, it was a phenomenal catch by D-Hop. But games like that can happen. Those are the games we kind of need to finish out and finish strong and win games like that are important to us. They're going to carry us on to the playoffs. So I say we're at least top three right now. We're not at the Kansas City level. I think Kansas City finishes better. And even if they're down, I feel like they have a better understanding of team chemistry and just overall team phases of the game. So we're top three. We're almost there, but we're not quite there yet.
The end of the Arizona game, looking at it from your perspective as a former defensive back, a corner and a safety, could the Bills have played it any differently, done anything differently from a defensive standpoint?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to say just because anybody can say, oh, you know, I could have done a better job in that type of situation. Looking back on that play, I just didn't understand how there wasn't anybody behind D-Hop at the point. If we needed a defender to be behind D-Hop, in front of D-Hop, and then on the side, I remember seeing Jordan Poyer go in, and he just kind of went in blind. I'm not sure what he was kind of doing, but we didn't have any back protection. We needed somebody to kind of be behind D-Hop to kind of swat it down and not try to catch an interception at the end of the game. So it's just a little situation like that we need to be just a little bit more smarter.
Aaron, clearly the story of the Bills season has been Josh Allen and the passing offense. So let's start with him because he's having such a tremendous year. What are some of the things that have impressed you the most about Josh this season to this point?
He's being a lot smarter. He's being a lot smarter with the ball. And he's giving his receivers opportunities to make plays. I mean, him and Diggs and Cole, I mean, come on. Those guys are doing phenomenal work. And we love those one-on-one matchups with anybody in the league, DB receiver-wise. And he's just managing the game better. I feel like in the stat-wise, isn't it true that he's thrown more touchdown passes this year so far than he has last year? So that stat itself tells you that his game is really improving, not only as an individual but as a leader itself.
Yeah, right. I mean, I think he's productive, of course, but he just has felt, and I think we began to see this last year, the whole comfortable in his own shoes thing and the trust they've put in him in terms of what they're letting him do offensively. There's no question. This is a pass-first football team, and it looks like he, in year three, is handling all of that with relative ease. That makes it sound too easy. You know what I'm saying? But he looks very comfortable in that job now.
And it's also good that coach didn't really change Josh Allen's game. I know a lot last year that he ran a lot more, but I just feel like the more experience, like you said, it is his third year, and now that he has a lot more experience under his belt, I feel like he's a lot more comfortable being in the pocket a little bit more. I feel like last year he bailed out of pocket a lot earlier than expected, but, I mean, when you can use your feet like that, I don't really blame him, but you're just even more dangerous when you can not only stay in the pocket and be more accurate with your throws, but also use your legs when you're in a dangerous situation and you need to bail out. So it's good that they're allowing Josh to just be out there freely and just play, just have fun, and not put a lot of pressure on him doing this and that and expecting way more than what they're asking him to do.
We're with Aaron Williams, former Bill, with us here on the Western Hotline. I did want to ask you about Diggs. You know, last year you could see the acquisitions of both John Brown and Cole Beasley turned out to be very good pickups, and they were helping in that whole developing Josh Allen and the transition to this offense to throwing the ball. And then they bring in Diggs. Again, from your perspective, as a guy who played defensive back in the league, what are the biggest challenges that Diggs presents in terms of trying to cover him?
Diggs is Chris route running is phenomenal. If you just take a second and just watch him with his one-on-one matchups, I mean, his route running is just so smooth. It's not sporadic. It's very on point. And then not only that, you just have other playmakers around you like Cole Beasley and John Brown. So when you have multiple threats, it gives the quarterback more opportunities to make big plays, and if not that, create big plays just like Josh has. I feel like Josh does a great job of not only just going through with the plays, but creating plays when plays aren't there. And I think that's what makes Josh so special.
But and with Diggs too, right, Aaron, in addition to getting open, and you think about, you know, what he did on the last play in Arizona, well, the Bills' last possession in Arizona when he beat Patrick Peterson, but also a guy that, you know, is very steady in terms of hands, but even when he's covered, right, has the ability – don't they talk about guys being open when they're not open? Has the ability to win all of those jump balls for you, right?
Absolutely. He's the jump ball king. When you give the opportunity for your receivers, even when he doesn't look like he's open, just to throw it up and just say, man, I trust you to go get that ball, that's the type of chemistry Diggs and Josh have, I feel like, at this point. Even though they are doing a lot of, like, over routes and creating a lot of space for each other, even with all that being said, Diggs is still creating just off of his route running itself. So for having him have a playmaker like that, and not only that, but for a guy to have experience the way he has, and he's been in situations where he's been in much needed game, big time plays in games as well. So it's on his resume. So it's not like he needs to be proved anything. He just needs to continue to play the way he's been playing.
Aaron, before we let you go, want to get your assessment on the defense, which has been kind of an interesting story this season. You know, we know it's not last year's group in terms of its ability. There have been some key injuries, you know, Milano going down. They've been really nicked up at cornerback, or injuries and or COVID situations. The pass rush was seemingly an issue earlier. Now they're getting sacks. The run defense has had some good games and some really bad games. Overall, can you give us your assessment of what you think of the defense 10 games in?
I'm going to give them a B-. I just feel like we could do a little bit better job in the run game. I just feel like even though Milano has been out, we have to do a little bit better job of protecting that run game, because if that run game is just – if we're getting splattered on through that run game, that just sets us up for that pass game to be taken advantage of. So I feel like our pass game is not too bad. Poyer, Hyde, White, and all those extra guys that come in and out, I feel like they hold their own. But at the same time, there are times where I feel like defense needs to make a little bit more plays as far as getting the ball to our offense a little bit better. But other than that, I'm very satisfied with our guys. I just feel like they need to finish a little bit stronger. And when we're up, We need to figure out a way to stay up and not give that lead away and be in a situation like we were for Arizona. So I say just right now, B-.
All right. So listen, you have a podcast. You mentioned earlier you have your Believe in Bills podcast. Why don't you get a little plug for that?
Yeah, man. Come check us out, Believe Podcast. You can check it out on my Twitter. I always post whenever we upload a new episode. My Twitter handle is AJWilliams23. Also, it will be on my Instagram, AJWilliams23 as well. So we talk about the Bills. We talk about my experiences. We answer y'all's questions whatever questions you want to be answered. We give a little preview for the next week's game. So, you know, just come and tune in. I give a little insight of how we should win and what it's going to take for the Bills to get a victory and all that great stuff. So it'd be cool to check out.
Hey, Sunday, what's it going to take is trying to keep Justin Herbert and Keenan Allen from having a field day, right?
Yeah, you know what? Justin Herbert has actually surprised me. Man, that rookie's been playing balls to the wall, man. And it's just another good game for our defense to put another test out there and not let, you know, a rookie quarterback, you know, go out and been playing the way he's been playing. I think, you know, it's our time to go out there and show, you know, our defense is strong, and that's what they need to prove this week.
Well, listen, enjoy the rest of the season. Thanks for coming on with us today. Always nice to hear from you. And however it is done this year, have a great Thanksgiving with your family.
Guys, it's always a pleasure being on. I appreciate you guys, you know, just having me. I'm looking forward to our guys winning next week, and looking forward to the rest of the season.
Me too. All right. Hey, Aaron, thanks very much, sir.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.